We had suspected that gunshot was the method of euthanasia for the dogs based on information we heard from community members, but we did not have confirmation on that until this report was released. So, seeing that in writing was difficult. And we also did not have any information regarding the cats. So that was also new and again, very hard to read. We had volunteers there ready to help. If we had known that, this was going to be the outcome and the police department, didn't have the time to care for these animals, we would have done everything we could to get them out of the shelter, adopt them into homes. I think many people would have adopted them if they had known that this was going to be the outcome.
When there's practicing veterinarians that have always been available for help, we're always here to support the city, we're always here to support our community, we would have, we're always here to help. And so I wonder why none of us were asked to help and why that relationship has been, severed.
Yeah, so those limited circumstances are if the animal's an immediate threat to someone, like if it's aggressive or is a rabies suspect, or if it's so injured that moving it would cause more harm than euthanizing it in place. But other than those two instances, it's not okay. They call it culling, where they actually have dog kill days and they will, send a notice out to everybody to either tie up your dogs or put them inside, and any dog that's found unattached is shot. And that is incredibly traumatic, of course, to the dogs, but to the people doing the shooting. A lot of those village safety officers leave their job because of that. It's also really traumatic to the communities, for just hearing the shots and knowing this is going on. And in several communities, there have been some really bad outcomes afterwards. And the city has supported the shelter, but it's not an official thing. It's not in their code. And the code was written back in the 70s, right? So it's 50 years old. And times have changed, our values have changed, and our ability to take care of animals has changed during that period of time. And so I think we need to update the code to really cover the way that folks here in Sitka would like to see animals cared for. We need to provide the resources so that we can actually have a shelter.
I'm open to reinvestigating it if that needs to happen, if the assembly desires to put an independent investigator on it, in terms of whether or not the AVMA standards were followed, that's fine. We're very open to that. But my overall message is moving forward and making sure it doesn't happen again. That's really, my focus at this point.